孩子出生后呢，是随父亲姓还是随母亲姓？大多数人呢都会选择前者。近来呢，在合肥市长丰县掀起了姓氏革命。在长丰县试点乡镇呢，孩子如果随母亲姓，能拿到1000元的奖励，大概是160美元左右。Yahoo.com carries a report saying Chinese parents are being offered cash rewards to give their newborn children the mother's last name in an unusual attempt to address the traditional preference.For sons. Women who marry in China keep their own surnames, but their children almost invariably take their father's name and ensure its continuation into the next generation. Local media reported now officials in Changfeng County in the eastern province of Anhui are giving 1,000 yuan to couples who take part in the surname reform plan, which is about $162.
Well, yes, they hope the move will help to gradually change the common perception.That giving birth to a son is preferable to having a daughter. Almost 30 couples have already volunteered.
Mm-hmm. But really, some people ask whether such method will solve the problem, I mean the imbalance of sex. I really don't think so.
What we're dealing with here is this narcissistic tendency that people have this strange idea of continuing the family name. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what this is all about, isn't it?
It's the tribal...
Almost, it's kind of tribal tradition, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just found in Chinese society. It's found in many societies around the world. This concept of continuing the family's name is so important that people would consider an abortion if they are going to have a baby daughter, which to me sounds monstrous.
You know, actually, following the father's surname is kind of a tradition in China. However, that doesn't mean that every one of us have to do that. If a couple, they can discuss with each other and they are willing to give the child the surname of the mother, it's okay, I think, nowadays.
How important is it? To me, it seems the most...
It's not important nowadays for young people.
It seems the most trivial.Reason
exactly
to want to have a boy rather than a girl, to me.
If you just look at the children in our office, I mean, from our colleagues, some of them are given the name of their mother's surname.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So they're actually ahead of the trend, aren't they? Let's look at the international statistics. In most countries, males slightly outnumber females, with between 103 and 107 boys born for every 100 girls. However, in China...There are 118 male births for every 100 females. So in other words, about another 11 girls, boys per 100 girls.
Exactly.
And this is why we have this imbalance here in China.
Mm-hmm.
In Changfeng County, as an example, that ratio has reached almost 130 boys for every 100 girls, which is shocking.
Yeah, however, nowadays in cities, if you ask whether people prefer boy or girls, I mean, take my own experience, for example, maybe 7 out of 10 friends will tell you they prefer girls. I don't know why, but this is really a trend nowadays here.
Well, I think it's something to do with the cost of apartments, because traditionally I think that the boy has always had to provide.
No, because people really like to dress up, you know, if they have a girl.
Well, okay. But the way I understood it, it's because there's a huge pressure on the boy when he grows up and on his family to provide the apartment and so forth. However, now, therefore, people now are preferring girls because that puts the responsibility...on the boy that she will eventually marry to take care of all that stuff. It's not such a financial burden on the parents of the girl.
Maybe 10 or 50 years ago, this is true. However, nowadays, this is not true, because if you ask most young people here in big cities, you will notice that most of them are buying houses, I mean, apartment together.
So it's not
actually this reason.
You know, I think that I'm not a parent, but if I became a parent one day... I'd be happy if it was a boy or a girl, as long as it was healthy.
你认为孩子应该随父亲姓还是随母亲姓呢？还是这根本不是一个问题？鼓励孩子随母姓就可以解决男女比例失衡的问题吗？欢迎你通过微信跟我们分享你的观点。我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀，你可以在微信添加好友栏输入 C Driver C D R I V E R 找到我们。